Well, we're back here on the Outdoor Show with Richard P. Smith, UP author. And again, you'll be at a book signing December 5th, Friday, December 5th.
From 4 to 7 p.m. at B. Dalton Bookstore in the Westwood Mall.
So if you'd like to come up and meet Mr. Smith and have him sign any books or talk to him about his books at all, or I imagine you'll talk to him pretty much about anything, honey.
Sure.
He's definitely a nice gentleman. I think he would really enjoy going to the book signing tomorrow, December 5th, Friday, from 4 to 7 p.m. at B. Dalton in the Westwood Mall. And we started out talking about your bear season, and you promised you would tell us about your success that especially your deer camp had this year for firearm deer season.
It was super this year, Adam. I hunt out of a tent camp in Keweenaw County with a group of friends of mine. I've hunted out of that camp for 5 years. Now, this is the fifth year I've hunted out of that camp. We did better than we ever have before this fall. There were six of us hunting out of the camp. Five of us took bucks. And they were all at least 2.5 years old.
And I'm sure everybody wants to know what you took.
I took a 10-point that was 3.5 years old. I shot him on the fourth day of the season on Tuesday the 18th. He was following a doe at 10:30 in the morning.
Was that the biggest buck out of your camp?
No, there was a bigger buck taken. In fact, Matt Westerbrink, it was his first UP buck. It was a big 12-point, 19 and an eighth inch inside spread, and it was 4 or 5 year old buck, a nice mature buck.
What would you estimate the green score on that to be at this point?
Gross score would be 135 to 140.
Nice buck.
In what's even more amazing is that on opening, Matt shot this buck on opening morning. On his way back to camp for lunch, he saw an even bigger buck than the one he shot.
Just got a glimpse of it, or?
It was standing in a logging road and then walked off 30 yards and stopped. As he was on a four-wheeler when he saw it. As he was trying to get his rifle out of his scabbard, another vehicle came along and spooked the deer.
Oh, isn't that the way it goes?
But it's just amazing how many adult bucks are out there. I know you and I talked earlier this fall about the new antler restrictions and the fact that they weren't necessary at all. Our success in sightings this fall confirms what we discussed. We've got plenty of older age bucks out there already. We don't need mandatory antler restrictions. And one important point, I hear on a lot of news reports about the reduced buck harvest in the Upper Peninsula this year. Yet I haven't heard one person pinpoint one of the major reasons for the reduced buck harvest is the more restrictive antler restrictions. We've got fewer yearling bucks being taken by hunters. Why is that? Because those who bought combo licenses after June 11th had to shoot bucks with at least 3 points on one side, most of which are not yearlings.
Well, I haven't seen any of the final results yet, but I do know one thing in talking with talking with a lot of shops around the Upper Peninsula, that they sold many more single licenses this year instead of combos.
Right. Well, and that was to be expected with these new restrictions, since those who bought single licenses could shoot any buck with 3-inch antlers or better.
And you were in Keweenaw County, is that correct?
That's correct.
Can I ask, were you in southern Keweenaw County or northern Keweenaw
Northern
County?
Northern Keweenaw County. And most importantly, all of our hunting was done on property open to the public.
Well, I appreciate you sharing with us here on the Outdoor Show. Anything else besides, let's plug your book signing one more time. I think that's the least we can do.
Friday, December 5th from 4 to 7 p.m. at B. Dalton Bookstore in the Westwood Mall. But I've also seen some other big bucks taken this fall. I interviewed a guy from Newberry who took a Boone and Crockett buck near Newberry on the 26th of November, the second week of the season, and a big one was taken in Houghton County. There's a lot of adult mature bucks out there.
I appreciate it, Richard. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Adam.